Hey guys, welcome to the Brand Design Podcast. This is Brandon McCurdy, and this is episode 2. And I want to start going through just some short, brief talks about different topics and different things that might be a help to you, whether you own your own business or whether you're a designer yourself or work in the creative industry of any kind like that. I want to talk first and foremost, get started talking about logos. I've designed probably, I don't know, a couple thousand logos at this point for different companies or organizations or things, and always get asked a lot of times, what's the best ideas when you get started on a logo? How do you take an idea or a concept and turn it into something that is used, in literally every aspect of your business? And just to get started, I want to kind of start by talking about the importance of your logo. And a lot of times people just think it's just a mark that you throw on there and it's no big deal. You don't really have to think about it or really put much thought into it. But imagine this for a second. If somebody was standing at the door of your business and greeted every single person that came in the door, and every single person that had any interaction with your business at all had to talk to this guy. And he stood there at the door, and he dressed sloppy. He didn't smell very good. His breath was bad. And every person who walked in the door got to meet him, and he was their first impression. That's your logo. Everything that you print, everything that you produce, your logo will be front and center from now until the end of time. And so you really do need to put some thought into it and consider it as to what it is and what it's going to be going forward. And once you've made those decisions, then just sticking with it. So just 4 quick things, and then we'll be done for the day, but just a couple quick things. First and foremost, the most important part when thinking about your logo is not the colors, it's not the shape, it's not the size. The question is applications. How are you going to use it? Are you making apparel? Are you putting it on a brochure? Are you using it digitally? A lot of times we create logos, or I've seen logos created, and you're thinking there's no way you're ever going to be able to use this. It's got too many colors or shades, or it's too thin or it's too thick. You really have to think about, what am I going to do with it? The practice I always go through is when I create a logo for a company, I always think of what happens if every single piece of equipment and that entire company broke and all they had to work with was a black and white printer. Would their logo still look good? Could it still work? And if the answer to that's no, then the logo is too detailed. Now, if you want to go back later and for different applications, you know, dress the thing up a little bit, that's your business. But when you think about the greatest companies and the best logos in the world, they're all super simple. It's the Nike Swish. It's the Apple logo. It's things that are simple. And so when you're creating your logo, don't think, oh man, I want 75 different colors and I want shades and drop shadows and all that stuff. Simple, because think of the applications. Make your designer, or if you're doing it yourself, print that thing off, black and white, no bells, no whistles. If it'll work, then you got something good going. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't look right, if it doesn't feel right, just think, it may look great on that, you know, 4K TV that you have, but is it going to look great in your letterhead, your business cards, and everything else? So always think application first and foremost. Secondly is the voice. And the voice, I know your logo doesn't make a sound, but the voice of your logo, what does it say? Does it say that this is for children, that it's for adults, that it's for young people? What is the voice of it? You know, you look and say, well, my audience is everybody. I get it. Your audience is everybody. But who's your perfect consumer, your perfect client, your perfect customer, your perfect donor, the person that's going to attend your event? Who are they? And what voice do they want to be spoken to? And that's where you have to start with it. So if it's young people, then sure, you know, use fonts with a lot of character and a lot of, you know, different nuances to it, where it's something that'll appeal directly to them. If you're audience is a wider a mark and you're looking at a wider sector of people, then you want to keep it pretty specific. If you think about it, companies like IKEA is for everybody. It's for young people, it's for old people, it's for all people. And so all of their logos and branding are very, very generic. They're sticked. They're very fonts with low character. In other words, they don't get bigger and smaller. They're just real specific. And that's what you want to be looking at if you're trying to get a wider range of people. If you're working towards a crowd that's more established, then you might want to look at serifs and those types of things. But what is the voice of it? What does it sound like? Is it young? Is it old? Who is it? Third is clarity. clarity. If nobody understands what your logo means and it has to take an excessive amount of explanation, especially if you're a new company getting started, that doesn't really work. It has to be clear as to what it is you're doing. And that goes to the application. I mean, if your logo is always going to be applied to the product or the service that you're using, then you're fine. You're going to stick it on that jar every single time, and the only time people will ever see it is when it is sitting directly with your product. Okay, then be more discreet with it, be a little more out there with it. But if it's something where you're going to have to put that logo on a t-shirt and you don't sell t-shirts, you're going to have to put that logo on a jar and that's not necessarily your main business, then you need to be more specific. Of course, my phone rings. You need to be more specific with what it is that you're selling. You need to be more specific with the name or the effects of it. And when it comes to clarity, just another point to that, your logo doesn't always have to have a gem. It doesn't always have to have a picture or a vector or something like that. It can just be words. Some of the best logos in the world are just very well-chosen fonts, very well-chosen positioning, color choices, and all of those things, and it adds clarity. The name is all that's there. You don't have to get too cute with it. So be thinking about that clarity. Number four, lastly, and this to me is the most important of all of it, is personal affection. Personal affection. If you don't like the logo, don't take it. I talk to more people and we'll create a logo for them. We'll create a brand and they'll look at it and say, yeah, I don't like it at all, but I think somebody else will. If you don't love it, then you can't sell it to somebody else. If you're not crazy about it, then fix it. We can't be so bent on, well, I asked, 50 people and, 20 of them told me they really liked it and 20 of them told me they really hated it and 10 of them told me they didn't really care. I get market research and I get going to people and seeing what they think about things and their thoughts on the matter and so forth. But at the end of the day, just like your product, just like your business, just like your organization, if you don't believe in it, then you can't really expect anybody else to either. And your logo is the exact same way. If you're not comfortable using it, if you're not comfortable putting it on your letterhead, if you're not comfortable wearing it on your clothes, if you're not comfortable putting it into your life, then you really can't expect that anybody else is going to be comfortable putting it into theirs either. So I know a lot of people discount this one. They say, well, it doesn't really matter if you like it or not. No, if you don't love that logo, then it's not going to go anywhere. You'll only use it when you have to, and that is no way to build a brand. When you buy into that brand and you buy into that logo, it should be everywhere. It should be every part of your business. It should be every part of everything that you have. Every time you publish anything, create anything, that logo should be there. There's no way for you to build brand exposure, for you to build an audience of people that start believing in who you are and what you're doing if you don't put it on stuff. And so if you find you have this logo that you just hate and you don't like it, but some teenage kid put it together and they convinced you that it was really, really cool, and so you went ahead and went with it, revisit it. Find a new one. And lastly in all of this, the last point to all of it is, once you find the logo that you love, stick with it. Do not let it go. Don't change it. Keep it the same. Man, you see more times people get a logo and they'll keep it for a year and think, oh, I'm tired of it, let's go to something else. You're literally taking all of that branding that you've created and throwing it in the garbage. Don't do that. Create a brand that you love, apply it properly and regularly, have a strong voice that speaks to your customer, and use it with clarity. For more, visit branddesignco.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.